ISIS Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Almost Blue by Carlo Lucarelli, read by Daniel Philpott.
The first carabinieri to enter the room slipped on the blood and fell to his knees. The second one stopped short in the doorway, as if at the edge of a pit, his arms extended to keep his balance.
"Madonna Santa!"
he exclaimed, covering his face with his hands. He turned and ran back down the hall, down the stairs, and out the front door to the car park, where he left the black-and-white Fiat Punto patrol car. He leaned heavily on the bonnet, doubled over with nausea. Alone on his knees in the middle of the room, his leather gloves stuck to the slippery floor, Brigadieri Caroni of the Carabinieri Corps glanced around. He retched dryly, with a belching sound. When he tried to stand up, his heels slipped out from underneath him, and he sat back down hard and then, with a vicious smack, fell onto his side. He tried to prop himself up, but his hand slipped, leaving a lighter streak on the reddened tiles. He wound up on his back, unable to move, as if trapped in a nightmare. He shut his eyes and floundered wildly, arms and legs flailing in the air like a cockroach stranded on its back. Then, splattering blood everywhere, he opened his mouth and began to scream.
Part 1. Almost Blue. Almost blue, almost doing things we used to do. Elvis Costello. Almost Blue. The sound of a record dropping onto a turntable is like a short sigh with a touch of dust mixed in. The sound of the automated arm rising up from its rest is like a repressed hiccup or a tongue clucking dryly. A plastic tongue. The needle, as it glides across the grooves, sibilates softly and crackles once or twice. Then comes the piano. A dripping tap. Then the bass, buzzing like an enormous fly at a window. Finally, the velvety voice of Chet Baker singing Almost Blue. If you listen carefully, you can almost hear him taking a breath and opening his mouth to sing the first A in Almost. It sounds so tight, it seems more like a long O. Almost Blue. With two pauses, he takes two breaths. You just know, you can tell, that his eyes are closed. That's why I like Almost Blue. You have to sing it with your eyes closed. My eyes are closed even when I'm not singing. I'm blind. I've been blind since I was born. I've never seen colours or light or movement of any kind. I listen. I scan the silence around me, the way an electronic scanner sweeps the airwaves for sounds and voices, tuning automatically into any and all frequencies. I know how to use both my scanners perfectly. The internal one, that I've had in my head for the past 25 years, ever since I was born, and the electric one, in my room, next to my stereo. If I had any friends, I know they'd call me Scanner. I'd like that. But I don't have any friends. It's my own fault. I just don't understand them. They talk about things that have nothing to do with me. They use words like lucid, opaque, luminous, invisible. Like in the bedtime story that my parents used to tell me when I was little, to help me fall asleep. There was a...
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?